Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Lady Gaga and Rilke, it's an odd combination, but as Jennifer M. Hoyer, assistant professor of German at the University of Arkansas, explains, inspiration comes in all forms.
As a professor of German literature, I am keen to point out that Lady Gaga has a quote by Rainer Maria Rilke tattooed on her arm, in German. Lady Gaga has often said that she is inspired by, even devoted to, Rilke. Read his sonnets to Orpheus, and you might be surprised just how much Rilke there is in Gaga's work. Gaga and Rilke have very similar interests, and although they do very different things with them, they ultimately come to the same conclusion. Gesang ist Dasein, voice or song is being. The sonnets close with the declaration, Ich bin, I am, which Gaga reflects when she remarked that she is both fantastic storyteller and mirror image. Quote, I am telling you a lie, in a vicious effort that you will repeat my lie, until it becomes true. Rilke's sonnets invoke Ruhm, or fame, the primary objective of the classical poet. For Rilke, the poet is the immortalizer of the dead, the beautiful, the sublime. Gaga's entire project to date deals with fame, that is, the modern obsession with celebrity, and what she calls the fame, quote, that self-love, that inner confidence. Lady Gaga immortalizes the listener by projecting her own sense of fame onto them in their safe electric chapel. From performances to her interviews with Larry King and Barbara Walters, as the editors of Gaga Stigmata discuss, Gaga appears as a stylized mirror image, neither condoning nor condemning, but confirming through mimicry that we create who we are, and that we are because we create. Gesang ist Dasein. Rilke's affirmation of being through art inspires Lady Gaga. And if you're interested in Gaga's depiction of fame and being, read Rilke's Sonnets to Orpheus, preferably in the original German.
That was the University of Arkansas's Jennifer M. Hoyer. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.